Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening, and text number 32. Atho sparshasya salilam pranayamam vagayataha Dhyayan jajap virajam Brahma jyoti sanatanam Atha upasparsha salinam Pranan ayam vagyataha Dhyayan jajap virajam Brahma jyoti sanatanam Atha upaprasya salinam Pranan ayam vagayataha Dhyayan jajap virajam Brahma jyoti sanatanam Purport by His loving divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, the Brahmana took his bath in the water and controlled his speech by practicing trance, meditating on the eternal effulgence and chanting the holy Gayatri hymns with his mouth. Om Agyanati Mirandar. As one has to take bath after using the toilet, one has to wash himself with water after sexual intercourse, especially when at a forbidden time. Kashyapa Muni meditated on the impersonal Brahma Jyoti by chanting the Gayatri Mantra within his mouth. When a Vedic mantra is chanted within the mouth so that only the chanter can hear, the chanting is called japa. But when such a mantra are chanted loudly, it is called kirtan. The Vedic hymns, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, can be chanted both softly to oneself or loudly. Therefore, it is called the Mahamantra or the great hymn. Kashyapa Muni appears to be an impersonalist, comparing his character with that of Thakur Haridas as referred to above. It is clear that the personalist is stronger in sense control than the impersonalist. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as Paramadrashtra Nivartate, that is, one ceases to accept lower great things when one is situated in a superior condition. One is supposed to be purified after taking bath and chanting Gayatri. But the Mahamantra is so powerful that one can chant loudly or softly in any condition. And he is protected from all the evils of material existence. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijanasayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। अथोपस्पृशस्य सलिनं प्राणाम् आयां वाग् यतः ध्यायां जजाप विरजं ब्रह्मज्योति सनातनम्। Thereafter, the Brahmana took his bath in the water and controlled his speech by practicing sutras, meditating on the eternal effulgence and chanting the holy Gayatri hymns within his mouth. Yesterday, in the text number 31, it is explained that understanding his wife's purpose, Kashyapa was obliged to perform the forbidden act, and thus after offering his obeisances unto the worshipable fate, he lay with her in a secluded place. As explained in today's purport, that one should take bath whenever he goes for a toilet or after using the toilet. And after having a sexual intercourse also, one has to take bath. And Prabhupada writes here, especially when it is forbidden. In the Grahya Sutras, which are meant for the Grihasthas, there are a lot of rules and regulations as explained that when a Grihastha should associate physically with his wife and when it is forbidden. So whenever it is forbidden, it is explained here that one has to get purified himself by taking bath. He can purify his body by taking bath, and he can purify his consciousness by chanting the Vedic hymns, as explained here that he chanted the Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam, that he meditated on the transcendental effulgence of the Lord, which is known as a Brahma Jyoti, by chanting the Gayatri Mantra. Here it is explained that he chanted, which is known as a japa. In English, chanting in Kirtan also. But when you chant for yourself, by murmuring the words or mantra, that is called as a japa. And when you chant it loudly so the other people can hear, that is known as a kirtan. And Prabhupada explains the importance of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That can be chanted both softly to oneself or loudly. And that's why it is called as a Maha Mantra. Generally, the other Vedic mantras, they should not be chanted loudly or publicly. They should be chanted for oneself, like a Brahma Gayatri and there are some mantras with the bijas. They should be chanted for oneself, not for the public. But Mahamantra can be chanted softly and both loudly also. And here Prabhupada explains that Kashyapa Muni, he was a worshipper of Lord Shiva, and impersonal Brahman also. And as referred to previous verses, it is clear that impersonalists are prone to fall victim of sense gratification because they don't have attraction for the highest cause. They have attraction for the effulgence of the Lord, which is impersonal. And how long one can stay there? Even Brahmaji says that Aruya Krishna Parampadam Yatha Patanti Adaha Anatata Yushmada Padangraya. If someone is not attached to the personal form of the Lord, he may be elevated in his spiritual life, but he falls down. Patanti Adaha Anatata. If they don't worship the lotus feet of the Lord, and as explained in the Bhagavad Gita, the devotees who has seen the real truth in a person form and has a connection with him in a particular mellow, because of that they never get attracted to any things in this material world. How that happens? That has explained by the Lord as Raso varjam rasopyasya paramadrishtva nivartate. If someone gets taste for the higher things, automatically taste for the lower grades goes away. And we have that examples. As before coming in touch with the devotees, we also had our different habits. Without that, it was really difficult for us to stay. Some people has a drinking habit. Some people had a habit of gossiping. Some people had a habit of reading newspaper every day, without fail. Gradually, when you start associating with the devotees of the Lord and start hearing about the Lord, testing his wonderful prasadam, then automatically the other test, which we were thinking in one time that, oh, it's very difficult for me to come over, but they are disappeared now. Does that happen? Any experience about that? What is your experience about it?
Well, definitely one is in news. Which now, I'm going to say I'm not going to watch it anymore, but it just figured out in my life.
What about you?
Once you think that this is not Krishna conscious, not helping Krishna, so they lose interest in certain things.
Like anything in your life that you have shut it down now. Do you have any experience about that?
Actually, on the Bhakti Sangha, I have two sort of things. In the Bhakti Sangha, I have to say that the Bhakti Sangha is not a good thing. If you have a Sangha, you have to say that the Bhakti Sangha is not a
हाँ, आपके जीवन में कुछ अनुभव आया क्या उस चीज़ का आपको, कि भक्ति में आने के बाद ये पहली मेरी चीज़ जिसे मैं आ सकता था उसको मैंने छोड़ दिया? एक आध So the main thing that Prabhupada wanted to put forward here, that the personalist is stronger in sense control than the impersonalist. Exactly. Because that's the that is considered as the last snare of Maya. Where you want to be at God Himself. Where you don't want to lose your identity, but you wanted to achieve the great identity. You wanted to be one with the Lord. And here, Prabhupada says that it's difficult for them to control their senses. And that's why in Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter, where Lord explains that what is the difference between devotion and impersonalism. He says that klesho adhikaras tesham avyakta asakta cetasaha. It is very difficult. It is full of troubles, kleshaha, anxieties. For whom? For impersonalists. Because they are always negating. Not this, not this, not this, not that, not this, not that. How many things you can negate in this world? But in other way, if you look at the devotees, what they do? Na mama. Rather than neti, they say na mama. Neti means not this. But devotee says nama. Not mine. Not mine. When you put a tilak, what do you say? Om Keshavaya Namaha. Whom it belongs to? Keshavaya. Keshava means it belongs to Keshava, not mine. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Om Govindaya Namaha. So, this whole body is not mine. Then where is the question of sense gratification? Can I enjoy your specs? Can't. Because they are meant for you. And you have particular number, you have particular vision. I can't use that. Can I? If I try to, it's painful for me. Headache. So same way, if I know this is not mine, not meant for me, then where is the question of attachment for that? Does it? Can't. So same way for the devotees, they think everything is belong to Krishna. So where is the question of sense gratification then? Why I have to enjoy that? Do I? Any sane man with a proper intelligence, he will not try to enjoy or try to exploit the other's things. Do you think so? He will do that? No. But insane, that's why sometimes they call impersonalists, they are insane. Why? Because they wanted to leave everything and become God. Ultimate enjoy they wanted. And it is said that previously, even now also, people when they do any forbidden act, they try to purify themselves. If they follow Vedic scripture, they go, they take bath in the Tirtha or in any holy place, they chant Gayatri to purify themselves. But in the age of a Kali, there is a very simple way to purify yourself, and that is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. The only chanting the holy name of the Lord, that can only save you. That will cleanse your heart from all the kalmashas. So here, in this particular verse, it is explained that how after performing that abominable act, Kashyapa Muni purified himself. Then further Maitreya Rishi says, Ditisto viditratena karmavadyena bharata upasangamya viprasim adho mukhya abhyadhashata. O son of Bharata family, Diti after this went near to her husband. Her face lowered because of her faulty action. She spoke as follows. When one is ashamed for an abominable action, one naturally becomes downfaced. Diti came to her senses after abominable sexual intercourse with her husband. Such a sexual intercourse is condemned as a prostitution. In other words, sex life with one's wife is equal to prostitution if the regulations are not properly followed. Sometimes some people, with their misconception, they think that household life means a free license to have a sex. Anytime, anywhere, any place they can have it. But it is clearly explained that sexual intercourse, which is abominable, is condemned as a prostitution. In other words, sex life with one's wife is equal to prostitution if the regulations are not properly followed. So being a householder, to make a progress in a spiritual life is very, very hard. It's not that easy. Because you are obliged to so many things. You are obliged to your family. You are obliged to social things. You are obliged to your friends. You are obliged to your working place. And because of that obligations, you have to do or perform so many abominable things, which are not recommended in the scriptures for a sane man to do. But because of your existence in such a situation and condition, you are subjected to get all these things. And that's why there are very strong and strict rules and regulations are given for the grihastha ashram. And most important thing that has recommended for grihasthas is association of sadhus. Because that sort of association can save you from the falling down from your position. Because in the association of devotees only you can realize that which is abominable and which is acceptable, which can be followed and which can be rejected. And here we can see, after performing such an abominable act, Diti realized that she has done such a great sin, and automatically her head went down and she was feeling regret for that. And then she said, Diti ruvacha, nave garbham imam brahma hutanam rishabho avadit rudraha patirhi bhutanam yasya karavam amisham. The beautiful Diti said, my dear Brahmana, kindly see that my embryo is not killed by Lord Shiva, the Lord of all living entities. Because of the great offense I have committed against him. Diti was conscious of her offense and was anxious to be excused by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has two popular names, Rudra and Ashutosha. He is very prone to anger as well as quickly pacified. Diti knew that because of his being quickly angered, he might spoil the pregnancy she had so unlawfully achieved. But because he was also Ashutosha, she implored her Brahmana husband to help her in pacifying Lord Shiva. For her husband was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. In other words, Lord Shiva might have been angry with Aditi because she obliged her husband to transgress the law. but she would not refuse her husband's prayer. Therefore, the application for excuse was submitted through her husband. She prayed to Lord Shiva as follows. So here we see that regret or pashchatap that Diti had. Even in the beginning, as we have read in previous verses, that Kashyapa Muni was explaining her wife, you know that even though he is my younger brother, because he got married with your younger sister, still he is not attached to anyone. And he will not consider that because I am his elder brother and I have committed this sin, so I will leave him. And he has two names, and one of the name that Diti has used it here as a Rudra. So Rudra means Raudra, ferocious. She knows that I have done such an abominable act, so Lord Shiva might get disturbed with that, he may get angry with that, and he may kill my embryo, and I will not be able to have this baby. And then she asked her husband, please, you pray for me to Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva is Ashutosha also. Not only Rudra who can destroy, but he is Ashutosha who can very easily pacified. So please pray to him that so that he can excuse me. And then she herself started praying to Rudra. In the next verse, she says, Namo Rudraya Mahate Deva Yograya Miduse Shivaya Nyastadandaya Dhritadandaya Manyave. Let me offer my obeisances unto the angry Lord Shiva, who is simultaneously the very ferocious great demigod and the fulfiller of material desires. Devo graya meduse shivaya namaste dandaya dhrita dandaya manyave. He is all auspicious and forgiving, but his anger can immediately move him to chastise. Diti prayed for the mercy of Lord Shiva very cleverly. She prayed, the Lord can cause me to cry, but if he likes, he can also stop my crying, because he is Ashutosha. He is so great that if he likes, he can immediately destroy my pregnancy. But by his mercy, he can also fulfill my desire and my pregnancy not be spoiled. Because he is all auspicious, it is not difficult for him to excuse me from being punished. Although he is now ready to punish me, because I have moved his great anger. He appears like a man, but he is the Lord of all men. In Niti Shastra, that's why it is said that women, they are really intelligent than the men. They have a 2 times intelligence than the men. So if it is properly directed, they can rule the world. And if it is not, then they can spoil the world. Here Diti, already she spoiled the intelligence of her husband and she had that abominable act. And now, with the cleverness, she is praying to Lord Shiva so that she can get excused for this abominable act. and she is praying here that I know you are the ferocious among the person who can punish, but same time you are so merciful. Manyave, I think you are so merciful that you can be pleased very easily. And in the purport, Prabhupada says that you can make me cry also and you can stop my crying also. Because both things are possible for you. You can do that. And basically, as we chant every day that Vancha Kalpataruvasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavya, Vaishnavaras, those who are compassionate to fallen conditioned souls. And who is Shiva? Topmost among the Vaishnavas. So if you remind him, oh my Lord, you are most compassionable. You are so compassionate, especially for the people like us who are conditioned by the modes of material nature. And because of this conditioning, sometimes we commit so many abominable acts. So please forgive us. And here, Diti offered this prayers to Lord Shiva. And then she says, Sana prasidatma bhamma bhagavan varu anugraha vyadhasyapyanukampayanam strinam devasati patihi. Let him be pleased with us, since he is my brother-in-law, the husband of my sister Sati. He is also worshipable Lord of all women. He is personality of all opulences and can show mercy towards women who are excused even by the uncivilized hunters. Lord Shiva is the husband of Sati, one of the sisters of Diti. Diti invoked the pleasure of her sister Sati so that Sati would request her husband to excuse her. Besides that, Lord Shiva is the worshipable Lord of all women. He is naturally very kind towards women, on whom even the uncivilized hunters also show their mercy. Since Lord Shiva is himself associated with a woman, he knows very well their defective nature, and he might not take very seriously Diti's unavoidable offense, which occurred due to her faulty nature. Every virgin girl is supposed to be a devotee of Lord Shiva. Diti remembered her childhood worship to Lord Shiva and begged his mercy. Sri Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives everything to you. The social rules and regulations, what are the duties of men and women, what are the rules and regulations that one has to follow in particular time, period or ashram. And almost the most important and achievable goal of our life. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, that esham tu antagatam papam janana punya karmanaha te dvandva nirmukta bhajate mam ananya bhava. Who can worship Lord Krishna? Ananya bhava. The people unconditionally who can worship? Who are antagatam papam, whose sins are eradicated. Now how to eradicate these sins? By following these rules and regulations, what has explained here. There are different ways to do that. And especially it is explained for the women, as they have their defective nature. So for them it is advised that they should worship Lord Shiva. As Diti, she has given example that even uncivilized hunter, they have compassion for the women. Then what to speak of Lord Shiva? Even if uncivilized hunter, what is his qualification? He's the most abominable person in the character and the dealings. Even such a person can have a soft heart for a woman, then what to speak of a Lord Shiva who is known as a Bhutanath? Huh? Why he will not give me his compassion? Why he will not show me his compassion? And on top of that, he is my sister's husband. So I have a more intimate connection with him. And especially he is really merciful on women. That's why all the virgin girls is supposed to be a devotee of Lord Shiva. So indirectly, what can be done by the girls and women has explained in this particular verse. So these social codes of conducts are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam so that one can get rid of unknowingly performed sins. Then in the next verse, Maitreya says, Swasvargasyam lokayam ashasanam prabhapatim nivritta sandhya niyamo bharyam ah prajapati. Maitreya said the great sage Kashyapa thus addressed his wife, who was trembling because of fear that her husband was offended. She understood that he had been deceived from his daily duties of offering evening prayers, yet she desired the welfare of her children in the world. That's the nature of mother. At any condition, she wants to save her child. So any doubt, any question, any point that need to be discussed? Is Vaikari, Japa and Ajapa Japa. There are three categories of chanting. Vaikari is like a kirtan. Loudly you can chant so that other can also get benefit. And only Mahamantra can be done like that, not other mantras. So, shall we stop here? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की We started from 32 and continued up to 37, chapter 14.